Thank you for spending another midweek moment with the Wisconsin Property Taxpayers. I'm Paul Roseski. Today is Wednesday, the 23rd of April, 2025. Let's get things started by getting you set up for the week. There's a lot going on. The Medford Maple Fest is this weekend. So is the Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship, held in, of all places, Dodgeville, Wisconsin. Portage and Blade are both having downtown wine walks. There's plenty of music events going on, like the Bluegrass Bourbon and Blues Festival. If you're looking for a bigger event than some of those, the NFL Draft is in Green Bay this weekend, which finally made its way to Wisconsin for its first and probably only appearance. Funny enough, the Visit Wisconsin website doesn't even mention it. Kind of a funny miss there. On another funny note, you can also celebrate International Nose Picking Day, and you can celebrate National Teach Children to Save Day. But please don't celebrate those two together. We definitely don't need to save what we pick. Please celebrate responsibly. Now, as a heads up, the theme of this episode is Wisconsin state politics and political partisanship. It's massively abused in our state. I have some examples that look very partisan, but also found some examples of nonpartisan behavior, and we'll wrap it up with a quote on partisanship from the president that pulled the trigger on purchasing the Louisiana Territory from France. Do you know who it is? Here's a big hint for you, Hamilton fans. His connections to France probably helped make the deal happen. Your trivia question is, which president and which number was he? Without further ado, let's jump into some news together. Let's start with the elephant in the room. Let's get it out of the way and address the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling that upheld a veto that created a spending increase every year for the next 400 consecutive years. Yes, Governor Evers, the money has to come from somewhere. But that's not necessarily his problem to deal with now, is it? That bro is 73 years old. That's not the point. Let's focus on the Supreme Court, the seat of wisdom in Wisconsin, and let me help you put their decision into context, because the argument in this lawsuit was that striking individual numbers shouldn't be allowed to happen and should be treated like letters, because individual letters can't be eliminated according to the law. It says letters in the law. The court disagreed, and they said that numbers should be treated differently than letters. This reminds me of back in the day. Some of you will be old enough to remember that there were some retail establishments, like gas stations, that used to post signs that said, no shoes, no shirt, no service. Well, according to this court's logic, if someone were to walk in with no pants on, that would be totally fine. The sign didn't specifically say no pants, now did it? Therefore, it's totally fine. If pants were important, you would have said that on the sign. What am I supposed to do about it? Yet another amazing entry for the you can't make this stuff up file. This is the kind of stuff that late night talk show monologues live for. It's so obvious that the Wall Street Journal had an op-ed, and this was the first sentence. The latest 4-3 doozy from the Wisconsin Supreme Court is hard to believe. And it's so obvious it wasn't just attributed to one author, it was the entire editorial board that signed on for that. Hey, Wisconsin, on this one, if you're not at least a little bit embarrassed, you're not paying attention. In other news, I found this interesting. From the latest debates and votes on bills being proposed, Assembly Bill 166 would require gathering information every year for Wisconsin sophomores, juniors, and seniors in high school and make sure it gets in all their hands. The Department of Workforce Development would determine the 50 most in-demand jobs, the average starting salary, and required education level for each of those jobs, and each college and university in the state would provide info on average salaries that their graduates get at graduation, after 5 years and after 10 years, the average cost to get the degree, the most popular degrees, and graduation rates, all broken down by major, information to help these kids going through school being able to decide what they're going to do in the next stage of their life, whether it's college or not, work, whatever. This was the only bill out of a dozen or so where the vote breakdown didn't fall along the party lines of 53 Republicans voting yes and 42 Democrats voting no on a bill. There were five exceptions, all on the Democrat side. Here they are. Steve Doyle, a Democrat from Onalaska, right bordered up against Minnesota there, he voted yes. Not sure about everything he considered as part of his vote, but the fact that he flipped a seat that leans 53% Republican was probably part of it. Joe Sheehan, a Democrat from Sheboygan, also voted yes in favor of this bill. Interestingly, he has an education background as an associate principal, and he worked in the school district administrative offices, but he also headed up the Sheboygan Economic Development Corporation, which works to attract businesses to the area and promote the Sheboygan economy. His seat leans 52% Democrat, so kind of toss-up-y. And he brings an interesting mix of perspective, and I wonder if that must have played into it a little bit somehow. Don't know. The third person to vote yes is Democrat Ryan Spotty. He's from Green Bay. Models show his district is 50.8 Republican, so truly a coin flip toss-up, and he is in my top three of most interesting rookie lawmakers, because this isn't the first time that he's done something bipartisan. In the first speech he gave on the assembly floor, he stood up and he spoke about a Republican bill to increase penalties related to car theft, and he basically said, "Hey, Republicans, I wrote a bill on this also, but because I'm a Democrat, you didn't even let it see the light of day. And to be honest, my bill is a better bill. And in spite of all this, I'm voting for this bill that's on the floor that isn't mine because I ran on a platform of improving public safety, and this is a step in the right direction." And he'd probably know because he's a lawyer and he served as a public defender for a couple years before winning his election into the assembly. Those are three yeses. What I think is interesting are the two people that didn't say yes and didn't say no, but registered as a non-vote on this bill. It's like they couldn't say they wanted to vote for it. They couldn't say that they were going to break from the caucus. I'm not sure. One was a Democrat, Devin Draca, from Whitefish Bay, a tenured representative, is in a very solid seat that trends 62% blue. The second non-vote was from Representative Supreme Moore Omokunde, a representative from Milwaukee with a district that votes 84% Democrat. Talk about job security there. He is part of the party's leadership. I don't know what to make of it. They didn't want to vote against it. It's clearly a message. I just don't know what the message is. Now, don't get me wrong. It's not just the Democrats that are broken party lines on education-related bills. Every once in a while, a Republican will break away too. Like David Steffen, who took a stand and was the only Republican, the only one that broke from the caucus, stood up and voted against a bill to require the teaching of cursive writing in schools. Again, it's clearly a message. I just don't know what the message is. In other news, if you want to know some of the important issues that have been addressed by the Senate and the Assembly when they both were in session this past Tuesday, rest assured, important work is being done by your government because it has been established that May 1st of each year will be St. Joseph the Worker Day. April 2025 and 2026 will be Testicular Cancer Awareness Months. April 28th to May 2nd will be School Nutrition Professionals Appreciation Week. April 26, 2025 is Shared Parenting Day in Wisconsin. April 24th, 2025 and April 27, 2025 to May 4th, 2025 are Holocaust Days of Remembrance Days in Wisconsin. And we have officially reaffirmed Wisconsin's commitment to strengthening and deepening of the sister ties between the state of Wisconsin and Taiwan, and that April 2025 and April 2026 are going to be Parkinson Disease Awareness Months. Progress is happening. In other news, Republican leaders Devin LeMahieu and Robin Voss have confirmed that they have met with the governor and are claiming to have made progress on what a tax cut might look like. The governor said he would veto any standalone tax bill. It has to be in the budget, like the last tax cut was in the last tax bill. It gave him the opportunity to partially veto parts of the tax cut and leave some in. And hey, it's a step toward getting a budget written and signed into law. I'm thankful for that, and it is great. Even though everyone I talk to still thinks it's one step towards a finish line that isn't even on the horizon yet. On another note, grab your antacids because we aren't done talking about the state budget. I give you this reminder from none other than regular listener Keith Schwalbe. One day on the phone, we did the math together, and based on the budget numbers of the last budget, on average, right now, the state of Wisconsin spends $138 million tax dollars per day. Your money going somewhere. I'm just not sure where that is. And finally, I leave you with a quote on partisanship in politics from POTUS number 3, Mr. $2 Bill himself, Thomas Jefferson, who said, "The greatest good we can do our country is to heal its party divisions and make them one people." Have a great second half of your weekend. As always, thanks for listening. The Wisconsin Property Taxpayers Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every NFL draft-loving corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.